Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is Life After Birth. This is the title of today's story. In a mother's womb were two babies. One asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?" The other replied, "Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what we will be later." "Nonsense," said the first. "There is no life after delivery. What kind of love would that be?" The second said, "I don't know, but there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat from our mouth. Maybe we will have other senses that we can't understand now." The first replied, "That's absurd. Walking is impossible, and eating with our mouth? Ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition and everything we need, but the umbilical cord is so short. Life after delivery is to be logically excluded," the second insisted. "Well, I think there is something, and maybe it's difficult than it is here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore." The first replied, "Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one ever come back from there? Delivery is the end of life, and in the after delivery, there is nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere." "Well, I don't know," said the second, "but certainly we will meet mother and she will take care of us." The first replied, "Mother? You actually believe in mother? That's laughable. If mother exists, then where is she now?" The second said, "She's all around us. We're all surrounded by her. We all love her. It is in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist," said the first. "Well, I don't see her, so it's only logically that she doesn't exist," to which the second replied, "Sometimes when you're in silence and you focus and listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above." Perhaps this was one of the best explanations for the concept of God, the only God, Allah.
Seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and this program is about different moral lessons that we read in the beautiful stories that we listen. And, you know, the purpose of this program is to talk about these lessons and, you know, expound them in order for us to make use of them in our daily life. Okay, the story we just listened to might be representative of one of the most common situations that all of us have experienced. You know, confronting with people who deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His purposeful creation. We might have been asked questions like, okay, who says that God exists? Or the existence of the whole world started with a big bang and there is no purpose in it at all. Or even if God exists, then why He cannot be seen? You know, these are different questions that we might confront in our daily life by those unbeliever people. Now let's see such a controversial subject in this way. We as Muslims believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, the origin of all perfections, the creative cause of all beings, who has a pre-existence, eternal and everlasting existence. Nothing is like him. His essence is the same as his attributes. He has a simple reality without quiddity. He is not visible either in this world or the hereafter. Has absolute knowledge and power. He is the omnipresent and has total connection with his creation. God's existence and some of his attributes are provable by sense, intellect and instinct. By his unlimited essence is not perceivable with sense and intellect. You know, there is no direct connection between believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having a religion. And there are people who believe in God while they have no religion, like the polytheists of the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who believed in Allah as God while they also worshipped idols and they followed no specific religion. The essence of all Islamic concepts is God. Muslims is one who does not recognize any God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and considers Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam as his messenger, and that in fact mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has been an invitation to know the one God and admitting it. However, in Islam, since historically it was immersed in an atmosphere of polytheism and idol worshipping, there has been a focus on some attributes of God and especially his oneness rather than proving his existence. Okay, now let's have a short break and we'll be back soon and talk about these issues more.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern from Arab English Radio, and we are talking about the most controversial issues nowadays, that is the way we have to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the unbelievers. Okay, let's talk about some convincing answers for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, as a matter of fact, all of us are sure about such a matter. However, this topic is raised for the purpose of enabling us to have a convincing discussion with the unbelievers. You know, one first justification for those who do not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask us why we should do so, it is better to say, and it is better to use this justification. It is called natural instinct or fitratullah. And it is our first justification. You know how human beings sense the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what they perceive as a higher power, by pure instinct, with or without a prophetic revelation to guide them. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. Today we talked about some justifications to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the unbelievers, and I hope that you have enjoyed this episode and made some implementations out of it, in fact. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you.
ألا بذكر الله